Just on wind farms, I mean, you're aware that everywhere, the community now are being threatened by these things. The New South Wales government is recommending approval for a wind farm at Collector, not far from where you're talking to me now. 63 turbines, they're owned by a Thai generating company. The Gullen Range Wind Farm, currently being constructed 20 kilometres west of Goulburn. It's run by a Chinese company, 73 wind turbines. Where do the public get a look in here? And you've heard from Angus Taylor and others, where do they get a look in as to the damage this is doing to these people from a health point of view, from an environmental point of view, plus the fact that they can't survive without subsidies?
And Alan, if you drive down the Federal Highway from Goulburn to Canberra and you look at Lake George, yes, there's an absolute forest of these things on the other side of the lake near Bungendore. So I absolutely understand why people are anxious about these things that are sprouting like mushrooms all over the fields of our country. I absolutely understand the concerns that people have. And I also understand the difficulty because while renewable power is a very good idea at one level, you've got to have backups because when the wind doesn't blow, the sun doesn't shine, the power doesn't flow. So this is an obvious problem with renewable energy in the absence of much more sophisticated battery technology than we have right now. We are going to review the renewable energy targets. There was going to be a review anyway next year. We're taking this review very seriously, and one of the things that we'll be looking at is the impact of renewable energy on power prices, because not only is the carbon tax adding about 9% to everyone's power bills, and we're going to get rid of that as quickly as we can. Renewable energy targets are also significantly driving up power prices right now.
Good on you. Good to talk to you, and all the best tomorrow. It's a very significant day for you, and I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Australian Prime Minister.